forged from greatness and an iconoclastic passion comes Rodman by Aloha Sun. This impressive 20,000 puffs disposable vape, inspired and endorsed by Dennis Rodman himself, features a slick dual texture design for a better grip, a chewy rubber mouthpiece for easier mouth to device contact, and a USB-C fast charging plus an efficient LED indicator so you can keep score of battery and juice levels. Easily adjust airflow using the switch at the base of the device, and you're all set to take the world on like a champ. Available in 14 unique flavors with bestsellers like Waterman, Blue Raz, and Cool Mint, and a one-of-a-kind flavors like Asahi Berry and Strawberry Ropes, Rodman delivers both quality and quantity. Now also available in nicotine pouches like Zyn, but tastier. Go to Rodman9K.com to get your head in the game with Rodman 20K. Disposables and nicotine pouches. As a special deal for our listeners, Rodman by Aloha Sun is offering 20% off your first purchase with the code DRINKBRO. Again, that's 20% off with the code DRINKBRO.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Gonna need it. Didn't have a great weekend gambling here, kids. Robbie McIntyre won a golf tournament.
Bob McIntyre.
Who the fuck is that?
He stinks. I don't care that he won. Bob McIntyre stinks. He's from Scotland.
What? So his dad had to caddy at the last second or something? It's a fun story at the end, but nobody thought he was going to win, so nobody really shared that story.
He was on the Ryder Cup team.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was fine. I don't like Bob McIntyre.
No. Why are you a hater?
He's just kind of sloppy. He's ugly. That's really it.
Yeah. I like, for real. It's a weird one where you see it happen, and you're like, holy shit, I can't believe this is going down. Also, who is this person?
I don't even think the Scottish like Bob McIntyre.
I have never heard of him. I know he's on the
tour guy.
I know he's on the Ryder Cup, and that's fine. You really got to combine these two fucking golf leagues, because this is getting bad on a week-to-week basis out there. Why can't Rory just dominate all these people?
He tried. He shot, like, what, a 64 on Sunday?
Isn't that his event, too, the Canadian?
Yeah, he won it last year, I think.
Won a couple times.
Yeah, that's, like, his fucking jam.
It's his national open.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I picked the wrong Europeans. I mean, it was definitely the right move to pick Europeans for this tournament, but wrong Europeans.
Yeah, wrong Europeans. We'll see what happens there. Top of the show, also, the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight has been postponed. They're going to announce a new date for it June 7th. The irony is, we're doing a big show with my bookie here, is that the giveaway for that is a signed Mike Tyson glove that just came in the mail, which is fun. So
I just like that it got canceled for old man reasons. Like, oh, can he fight? He's pretty old. And then, like, an ulcer flare-up.
Yeah, don't fight a 100-year-old man.
57 years old. Had an ulcer flare-up on a plane.
Yeah,
that it was so bad.
They had to take him off.
Well, they had to land the plane, which they were able to make it to the destination, at least. But they did have to use the old, is there a doctor in the house? And then they brought a doctor from the back of the plane up to the front of the plane. They were able to treat him for about 15 to 18 minutes before they got him down. It is an ulcer. Apparently, he is going to be fine, and they're going to announce a new date for this in 4 days here. So
I'm good.
The giveaway will still be there.
I'm all good on this.
I want to see it.
I think that now, even though Mike Tyson is definitely a better fighter than Jake Paul, is he going to get Harry Houdini? Is he going to get punched in the stomach and die?
Do you only go for body shots?
I think you wail on that fucking stomach.
Yeah, I think you have to at this point. So
the head, there's nothing in the head anyway. No. The head's just a rock.
Yeah.
Wail, his stomach is clearly the Achilles heel.
It's a classic mistake most people do in street fights. They go for the headshot.
Yeah.
Dude, work the body.
You work the body, dude.
You want that liver knockout.
Oh, yeah.
Sure do. Speaking of liver knockouts, a woman named Chenity. Is her name, by the way, went for the liver knockout against Caitlin Clark over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Man, WNBA was, it was fun for a couple minutes.
Nah, this makes it fun.
Now it just, it's...
It's more violent than a Sean Strickland fight.
Yeah, it sure is. Especially the one over the weekend, which we'll get to later. There was no fighting in that match whatsoever, but...
It's a classic Sean Strickland fight.
Man, dude. Watching the WNBA, because I popped it on. I've watched, I think, 4 of her games so far.
Mm-hmm. Well, I watch the WNBA the way, just like an NBA fan watches the NBA. Which is, I just see a couple things on Twitter and look at their fits before the game and then act like I'm a fan.
Well, here's the disappointing thing for me. You have this gap of time that all males go through. We have nothing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if there's a fucking Caitlin Clark game on a Friday night and there's literally nothing on, we will watch any sport that is put in front of our faces. That is it, what's going on right now. Yeah. You have the opportunity to make this league explode. Instead, they're like, nah, you know what? Let's burn it.
Dude, I think this is great for the league. Bitches roughing each other up.
Yeah.
That's what people want to see. They want to see these bitches be mean to each other. That's the biggest complaint about the NBA. It's like, and a lot of these sports now are like, dude, all these guys are friends. It fucking sucks.
They don't want to cut each other's throats off. Like
you get some, like Draymond and shit, but most of them are like, yeah, he's my dog. I've been playing with him since fucking AAU. Like, we're cool. We're cool. Everyone's cool. They just want to go play with their friend. At least these bitches want to hate each other. They hate each other. It's better than, like, look, the NBA is obviously a better on-court product still, but, like, in terms of storylines, this is more akin to what I would like
also,
in my sports.
Women have never supported each other.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's why they continue to lose.
Well, I mean, look, the statement from Homegirl after the game was like, I ain't answering no Caitlin Clark questions.
The Chicago Sun-Times ripped her a new asshole for that.
Everybody has.
But it's funny. They wrote a story. They were like, the WNBA players don't know how to be covered because people have only ever written like fawning things about them. But now that they're like kind of a real league.
That's true.
They're not used to being
criticized. That's most women's sports, too.
They're not used to being criticized.
Golf, tennis.
Yeah.
Basketball. If we're
tennis is the one that
they're going to get in the spotlight now, and it's like you better know how to handle criticism because
it's not all going to be sunshine and rainbows. Like, oh, you're such a brave woman.
You want equal coverage? You're going to get fucking New York and Philly writers coming at you.
Yeah, there's a lot coming after.
And they're
right
not
now.
Used. They're not used to it. They're just used to being called brave and just as exciting as anyone. And now they're just like they get bad press and they're like, what the fuck?
But if you're the league. Did you guys watch any of those calls in that game? Homegirl hip checking her for no reason.
Yeah, it got upgraded to a flagrant one, but it wasn't at
after
the time.
The game.
Yeah, which is crazy.
So there was no call whatsoever.
What does that even mean?
Does it mean for the next game? Like I don't really understand that. Angel Reese continues to be an insufferable cunt here. I don't understand the hatred towards Caitlin Clark. She won the national championship. So what's she pissed off about other than the coverage? What does Angel Reese really fucking hate Caitlin Clark for other than the amount of coverage she gets?
Dude, she's just a villain. She's just playing her role. She's a heel.
Mm-hmm.
But after the loss, this last Final Four, she sat up there and cried at a press conference for 20 minutes saying her life has been hard. It's been miserable. Mm-hmm. Everybody's hated her since winning the national championship with the ring bullshit in Caitlin Clark's face. So I thought, me personally, I was like, oh, well, maybe she turned a new leaf and whatever, and then she got in the NBA and is the same fucking cunt. So, like,
yeah.
What does she hope that happens here?
Caitlin Clark needs a goon.
Yes.
She needs a protector.
Her
entire team is just too young and soft.
That's a lot of people of what they've said. And do you go out and hire? Because, look, it's only $60,000 for a WNBA player.
Ronda Rousey seems like a free agent.
Why not? Get a mean ass bitch in there to guard Caitlin or like to just protect Caitlin Clark. Yeah, she's Sidney Crosby, right? She's all flash and style and panache. She can't fight for herself.
Put Ronda Rousey in the game, and then you know shit's going to get wild.
Exactly.
If we're going there, then let's go there completely, and then, yes, it would be a blast.
I'm all in on that. I'm all in on it. You're more likely to watch something where something like that is going to happen. As opposed to the NBA is just soft. Like, it's they're not going to hurt each other, really. They're not going to do much.
Or we get Caitlin Clark in a gym, does a little jiu-jitsu, learns how to defend herself.
I'm into that, too, to be honest.
Learns how to fall.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Tua.
Yeah, like Tua. You're probably asking a lot of her at that point. But, yeah, an enforcer would be fun. Just get a big, huge Mexican girl to go in there and just wreck
just
shit.
Just fuck shit up. Yes, yeah. I completely agree.
But everybody is watching. Will they continue? I'm not really sure. You got two problems here, in my opinion. One, Caitlin Clark has struggled.
She's been fine. Her team stinks.
She was 1-for-10 from the field yesterday. Yeah. So there's nothing you can really do about that. There's no justification for going.
I think, though, she's currently on pace to have like the best rookie season. So
I mean, she's doing 15-5-6.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
For a rookie on a dog shit team, that's fine. I mean, yeah, but you're right, though. Like, in basketball, people come in and immediately have an impact. It's not like Peyton Manning's first year where he was
right
ass.
They yeah. want her to put up 30 a game, which
like,
is just not
like Ant or somebody, where right. it's just like, hey, we drafted you one. Yeah, you better come in and fucking crush.
I don't know if...
And especially she averaged 38 in college, and then going from 38 to 15. 15 points a game isn't exciting enough to get dudes to continue to watch it.
I agree. Although,
yeah, I mean, it's kind of similar to Indiana great Reggie Miller, you know, 15 points a game.
What is that? What he finished up with?
I think his career average is like 18 points a game.
He's a Reggie Miller hater.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big hater.
Do you it's not crazy. Like you like Reggie Miller on the broadcast?
I do. I don't mind Reggie Miller on the broadcast. Okay. And in real life, he's a pretty decent dude.
I'm sure he is. He's.
I will say
he's a nice guy. Fine. We've had his sister on the show too. She's like unbelievably.
Oh, Cheryl
polite.
Miller's way better.
She's better unbelievably polite and like. Yeah, I've never. I mean, I understand hating him as a player back in the day because he killed the Knicks and was just, you know.
I hate the Knicks too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the enemy of your enemy, not your friend.
He just gets a lot of love for scoring 18 points a game.
he was like the only guy shooting threes back in the day.
He only averaged 18 points a game.
It was like him and Nick Van Exel were the only dude, and Eddie Jones. They're like the only guys shooting threes in the 90s.
He played every night, skinny, like, you know, fucking
bum.
Oh, God, dude. He's good. So, look, I don't get it. As far as this league moving on, though, people stop watching now? That's what I wonder.
I think this is going to get more people to watch. Mm-hmm. They want to see if she's going to get bodied again.
Builds up the rivalries.
You're at the right time because there's nothing on, so we'll see.
There is. We're having really good hockey series right now.
We're not. Really? That was the NHL's worst nightmare last night.
Edmonton, it's fantastic for them.
Not for ratings.
Edmonton, Canada. It's the entire continent.
It's not a big one.
Oh my God.
It's not a
You'd
big
rather
continent.
Have Dallas. So, like, it's hilarious.
Everyone and their mother wants Dallas, New York. That
Canada
would have been
versus Miami is hilarious because
that
of
is funny.
The juxtaposition.
I mean, I agree
it's
with
funny,
you.
But I don't watch one single second.
I agree with you that Canada, I'm sure Dallas versus the Rangers was their preferred outcome. But
just I think Edmonton in general is the best player in the league.
I'm going to watch.
Connor McDavid's the best player in the league.
I've had more fun watching the NHL this year than the NBA, weirdly.
That happens all the time.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs, yes.
Yeah.
NHL playoffs, though, has always been head and shoulders above.
Yeah. But usually I can't get into like teams I don't care about, but I've actually been enjoying and watching this year, although I am excited to see Kyrie and Luka.
Also, I know there was one woman that single-handedly maybe changed the series.
Who?
It was the Edmonton girl that flashed.
Amazing. I was talking, Sean Aver and I were texting back and forth about that video, and he goes, can we get her on the show?
I
would love to.
That I don't even understand how those are exist on Earth. Like that's just
the perfect rack.
Yeah,
perfect. Well, you can pay for that. I mean, she bought them.
Do you think she bought them?
Yes.
I kind of hope she did.
100%.
Okay.
No, you put those in. God, it's such a delicate surgery.
Yeah,
it's just such
it takes
delicate
a fine touch.
It does because you can either go wrong with that or perfect. Whoever that doctor was, chef's kiss, like put your
Da Vinci.
They had a good enough bounce, though, that I'd like to believe they are real. I know they're not.
That's what we all want, though.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. Because even my wife has asked for it over the years. And I go, look, if we could find that perfect balance,
right?
Sure, that's the danger,
There's
though.
No
we
half
don't
measures.
Know.
Yeah.
But you don't know until right. they're in. So do you take the risk?
Fly to Edmonton.
Find out who that is.
Yeah.
Get her doctor's number and say, hey, be on the show.
Yeah. That's the only answer. It's the only one who can do it from now. It's like the top heart surgeon in the world. You know, that's who you want operating on you when you go under the knife. Like, yeah, that guy needs, you find that guy.
It sure
He's like the new Dr. Andrews of breast augmentation.
Yeah, I mean, that's
for
just,
sports.
Yeah. Like, elective surgeries aren't covered by socialized medicine, but you could probably lie to a lot of people and just show those titties as a benefit of socialized medicine.
But socialized medicine covers, like, suicides now. We can't cover a good pair of tits.
Would you kill? Yeah, I know, right? Would you kill? But you can't. I can't kill myself knowing I live in a world where those breasts exist.
I think that instead of paying for people with diabetes and shit,
titties.
It should be perfect tits.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree with that.
It's better for the world.
Make art As true. They say, yeah. Make art.
I mean,
make
why art. They killed that girl in the Nordic country? I forget.
Like Denmark or something stupid like that.
But why didn't they try to give her a new rack? She probably would have been happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have done it.
I don't get it.
Fools.
Who do you think wins that series, by the way, that it is Florida versus Edmonton?
Panthers are better. They're more physical. But just kind of got to go off vibes, you know?
Canada finally gets one.
Canada gets one. Their goalie stinks, but they figured out a good strategy. Your goalie is not a liability if the other team doesn't get a shot on net.
Yeah.
It's a good strategy. So
it's hard,
control
though.
The puck.
Yeah.
And they have the dudes on offense to do it. They can score at will. It's going to be a good series. I think it's going to go seven.
Their penalty kill's insane. Like I think they've only let up like one penalty goal all playoffs. They've been really, really good at that. So.
And they know their goalie's a liability. So I still say the Panthers win in seven, but it's going to be a good series.
Yeah, I think the Panthers are going to win. I talked to Avery about this, and he was like, look, the Panthers have been the best team throughout the playoffs.
Honestly, the last 2 years. Yeah.
It would be shocking if Edmonton wins. I guess it'd be a fun story for Canada. When's the last time they won?
92 or 91.
Canadians,
like that.
Right?
Yeah. The Montreal Canadiens are the last Canadian team. The last ones that were in it, also the Canadiens in the COVID Cup. And then
they kind of got boat raised by the Lightning.
And then if you remember the Canucks, I don't even remember who they lost to, but it was in 2010. And then there were riots all over Vancouver.
They lost to the Bruins, I believe.
Okay. And there was that famous, the Canucks riot picture of the two people kissing and there's just flames everywhere.
Oh, I love that one.
That's like the greatest riot photo of all time. Yeah. I mean, that's like World War II, Times Square.
Fuck yeah.
Bending over the nurse to kiss. I mean, that's one of the greatest photos I've ever seen in my life.
It would have only been better if they won the cup and still burned down.
I know, but they didn't. So I'm taking Florida in this. Serious question, where is that arena?
Like where in South Florida? I think it's West Palm.
I don't even know where it's at. Like... Because I was like, why not call it the Miami something? But they're not Miami, right?
They are. Miami adjacent.
Amerant Bank Arena.
Is it in West Palm Beach?
Amerant Bank
Arena. I've never been to a game, so.
It is kind of near Fort Lauderdale.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Okay. So, yeah, you're...
I mean, it is literally, it abuts the Everglades.
I fly into Fort Lauderdale if I go to Miami because I hate that airport. So that's quick. It's 20 minutes away. You're not bad there.
And it's, you can go get some drinks at P.F. Chang's right before the game.
Fuck,
there's a P.F. Chang's across the street.
There's a ton of stuff there. I love Fort Lauderdale. Big fan, actually. Every time I go there, it's just a party, and you might get shivved with a broken bottle. And it's fucking awesome there. But as far as this series, I probably won't watch any of it.
It's good background noise.
Yeah.
I honestly, I kind of leave it on as background noise when there's 5 minutes left in the third and someone's within a goal or it's tied. I'm like, bang.
We don't have basketball for another 3 days.
I know. Why is that?
Just in case the Mavs Timberwolves series went long. They just didn't adjust.
Or the other one went long, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we're on this schedule every single year.
I don't think baseball does that.
They readjust the schedules?
Yeah, baseball roughly.
They do.
So, there is an end date. There is, last game is no later than this, whatever. They will readjust. Although, I guess, in fairness, I don't know, baseball stadiums don't really have extra events, but those arenas are booked, every night of the week. They have a tighter schedule, so maybe that's...
Oh, for concerts and whatnot?
Yeah.
That's true.
It's like a rodeo comes in town, you know.
Yeah, especially
a lot
Dallas.
Of rodeos in Boston?
Maybe.
No, but Dallas.
I know Dallas.
Dallas, you'll be fine there. I'm going to pop in the new promo code here and look at the stats. Sorry, promo code on my end. I had to fucking reset my...
And the Celtics will be favored, which...
They are.
That's what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah,
I'm trying to pull it up.
I'm definitely going to put money on the Mavs.
Same.
Definitely going to put money on the Panthers. Maybe a little parlay. A little
series
future parlay.
Oh, that'd be nice, actually.
Mavs, Panthers.
Be nice. Yeah, let's pop this up here. NBA odds. To win the fucking series here. So, okay, opening game, which is Thursday nights. Holy shit, dude. Boston Celtics minus 6.5?
Mavs all day.
Yes. I mean,
no
even
way.
With the points. I think the Mavs might win outright.
I understand Boston's all around a better team, but the Mavs have both closers in the series. I don't consider Jason Tatum a closer.
So
it's Luka and Kyrie, and then it's going to be Kyrie versus Boston. Kyrie's going to play out of his mind. And they just have a bunch of talent. They're not dudes but a lot of athletes that they just chuck the ball up to.
Yeah.
They dunk. They play defense. Dallas should win the series.
I was completely wrong about Dallas for the last 2 years. I remember when they, do you guys remember when they signed Kyrie Irving? I was on the show and I was like, why would you do that? You got two dominant ball scorers. They'll never play
and
together
he was
well.
He fucking head case at the time. They signed him like a month after he was like, I'm Jewish.
Is he
actually Jewish?
Did he have a lobotomy? Have you seen his press conferences? And it is a totally different person.
I think he just grew up, you know, matured.
At 35?
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you do. I'm 33. I'm still not a grown up yet.
Man, that's a Puff Daddy song right there. But with Kyrie, not only is he saying and doing all the right things on and off the court, but he first one there, first one to leave.
Yeah.
If you notice when they're shaking hands to get off the floor, he's also the last one to leave before all of his teammates.
Maybe he finally got over the breakup. I think you said this off air, maybe that LeBron kind of like broke him for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, in real life?
Kind of ran him out of town in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
LeBron kind of just like broke his brain for a minute.
Well, I started to view him like I view Aaron Rodgers, where the off the court shit became too much that I didn't care about him on the court anymore, even though both are fucking fantastic and going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I just stopped caring because of the fucking craziness that was around these guys, where Kyrie changed this year and is all in on the team and everything else and a leader. Aaron Rodgers still has not fucking changed one goddamn bit. He's gotten worse.
Yeah, I know he has. And you know what? I'm sure behind closed doors, Kyrie is still rubbing crystals on himself and watching YouTube documentaries about who's really from Israel. But
Kyrie
like,
would actually be a more fun guest than Aaron Rodgers, actually, on the podcast.
It seems like it. Yeah. Have you seen his interviews? He's a very smart guy and he's fun. He seems to be in on the bit too.
Who, Kyrie?
Yeah. Where the last few interviews after the game, he's been pretty humble and like hilarious about shit in the past. And
the flat earth thing, I believe he was just trying to like see how people would respond to that. I think he was just kind of trolling.
Maybe. Either way, it's entertaining. He's been a blast to watch. And watching these two guys mentally decide on who's going to get the ball in these final moments is nuts to me.
Yeah. It's, by the way, insane. I always forget this because it feels like it's been around forever now, but like Luka's 24.
Mm-hmm.
God damn,
is he really? He's shit talking. It's great.
God.
And he's complaining less, which is nice.
Yeah.
Granted, I mean, they won the series 4-1, so I don't really know what he would complain about, but he's kind of, it seems like he's getting over that one little issue he has where he just bitches all the time the refs.
Well, the wild thing to me is these two guys in real life probably don't spend 10 seconds with each other. I'm dead serious. Like, it seems like they're on the court and everything is great.
Yeah.
And they totally separate lives all the way around. And that's what's fascinating to me, because there is no I'm open, I'm open, I'm open. It's just like a unspoken thing where it's like, all right, great. Your turn to take over. My turn to take over.
Yeah.
And then we'll see at the end of the game.
Man, the best thing I saw the whole fucking week was Luka cook Rudy Gobert on that final possession for the three.
That was awesome.
It's almost Rudy Gobert's a total liability every playoffs.
He just cooked. And then you could see Luka being like, you can't fucking guard me, motherfucker. Yeah. Like, just screaming
at
him.
And the fucking nerds show up and they go, actually, Rudy Gobert had plus minus.
Get the fuck out of there with that, too, because if you remember when the Cavs came back and beat the fucking Dubs in that when they're down 3-1 or whatever, in game seven, Kevin Love found himself isolated on Steph Curry. Kevin Love, who is just like a Frankenstein in terms of like lateral movement. And he's stuck on Curry the whole fucking time. And Rudy Gobert, who's got like 8 DPOYs, can't guard fucking Luka for 30 seconds. Not even 30 seconds, 10 seconds.
Because he's not actually good at defense.
Right. He's not.
All of his awards are frauds. He's a rim protector. He gets a lot of, all of his like block shots are on like when he comes over to help. He's not actually guarding the person. It's just, oh, the guy gets beat and he just comes over and swats it.
The only thing he's good at defending is earth from members of Carl Anthony Towns' family.
Yeah, sure. What are they gonna do there? What's Minnesota gonna do?
You're
gonna have to max out Ant. I think Carl Anthony Towns is already maxed
out.
That's
fine. Build around those two. Get rid of, just ship Rudy somewhere.
Yeah.
You can't win with him.
While he's valuable, too. Like, while there's value to Rudy Gobert.
Well, people still think he's never had value. He's just tall.
Yeah, just set. But as while people think he is worth something, try to get something for him. Because he's not doing anything. The only thing that sucks is he's probably useful in the regular season, just like in terms of they get a higher seed.
Because nobody plays defense.
Yeah,
and he's the only person that kind of tries.
Yeah. It's a tricky one there, because if you give all three guys those massive contracts, it doesn't leave you with anything left. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. So I just pulled up the
Well, you can really only do two maxes at this point. Like the era of three superstars is kind of gone. The way they restructured the new contracts and the new CBA or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, the two are Carl Anthony Towns and Ant, and obviously.
Ant, yeah.
I don't know what Gobert's getting right now. I remember him signing for a decent total, but not a max or anything.
No, he has a 5-year max contract.
Holy shit.
$200 million.
God damn, dude.
That's almost as bad as Tobias.
That is, he, wow. 5 years. He makes $43 million a year.
To get cooked.
That is fucked
every
up.
Who's going to take that contract?
Man.
I don't know. They're stuck. Either. They're fucking stuck.
Is that the worst contract in sports now?
Good. That's got to be up there. That's fucking insane.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I didn't know that.
I didn't either. That ruined my day. I need to think. I'm going to Google those Edmonton titties real quick. And
yeah, you should pop back up with that. When's Ant's contract up?
He's only been in the league like 2 years.
I know. Yeah. He's probably got, what, 2 years left? Is it a 4-year deal for NBA rookies or five? I know NFL is five.
He has a 5-year, $245 million contract.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's locked in.
Yeah.
Cat's locked in.
I think.
Gobert's locked in.
Carl Anthony Towns might be near the end, though. I'll check that real quick. Come on. I think he's on a super. Yeah, he's on a Supermax, too. So, yeah.
Jesus Christ. So you're fucked. That's it. Those are your three dudes.
Yeah.
And then you hope they improve. I'm looking at the new odds here on MyBookie. All right. 2-1.
You get the Mavs at 2-1 right now?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Take that all day. Absolutely.
Or do you hope Boston wins game one and then you get a better price?
Yeah, hope for that price. Because all they need to do is split in Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see what they've got here.
Boston hasn't lost game one yet. Granted, the East kind of sucks.
Yeah, and they missed maybe their toughest.
With the Knicks?
Yeah.
Interesting. So MyBookie's got exact games up here, so let me pitch you this. The favorite right now is 7 games, plus 220.
Really? I kind of like that. There hasn't been a game 7 in like a decade.
A long time.
Yeah.
This could definitely go.
Oh, yeah.
Both teams are pretty evenly matched.
Right.
6 is plus 230. 5 is plus 255, and then a four game sweep is plus 450.
Yeah, it's not. No, there's not gonna be a sweep for sure.
The Mavs are gonna win a title because Mark Cuban is no longer the owner. It'd be really hilarious.
It would
to
be
see
funny.
The new owner get to just have the trophy in front of Mark Cuban's face.
What was even funnier too was over the weekend, the new owner, who Mark Cuban hates, donated $100 million to the Trump campaign. She wrote one check. She stroked one check there. All right, let's see.
Why did he sell that asset?
The Mavericks?
No, yeah. Why did Cuban sell that asset?
I don't know.
Is he down bad? Like,
he can't be.
He sold 73% of the franchise.
So he keeps 30%?
27%, yeah. So he is still an owner.
But why? Sell other things.
I don't know.
This is like your baby.
But I'm with you. I wouldn't sell it either. But
he's got to be up like fucking 1,000% on what he bought him for.
It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no. He bought it for, I remember when he bought it. I think he bought it for $400. So he was a Indiana Hoosier. He had made all of his money off this thing called radio.com.
$285.
$285 is what he bought it for?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what did he sell it for? $4
billion?
For 70%.
73% of $4.5 billion. So...
I mean, he definitely made out, but
oh,
sports teams are the only asset that like appreciate in value no matter what.
Oh, I know, dude. I look.
Like, there's not a price tag high enough.
His comment was, I wanted to spend more time with my family and I get to see him, and my kids are heading to high school, and it just eats up your entire life. Because he also quit Shark Tank, too.
Yeah.
He got out of there.
I mean,
but if you're the maybe owner, you don't have to go to every game. You can just have a GM run your franchise.
I agree. Not only that, but his kids are in high school. Is there anything cooler than going to the fucking owner suite with your father? Like,
well,
no.
I assume they still have access to that.
Yeah.
You hope.
Right. Or at least the B suite now, I guess. Right. Yeah.
You don't get to sit with Adelson.
No.
All right. Most valuable player here. Odds are in on my bookie. Jason Tatum's favorite at minus 115.
No. Because even if the Celtics win, I think Brown might win it.
I think I saw these odds. I would sprinkle 2, 3, and 4.
I was going to say, so if you like Brown, Brown's at 6.5 to 1.
Mm.
That's great odds.
Yeah,
right
if I
there.
Like the Celtics, I might go with Brown.
Now, Luka is at 2-1. Not bad. Here's the really interesting
Kyrie.
Kyrie at 22-1 right now.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be hard.
And he's back in Boston. I think he goes the fuck off.
That might be worth a sprinkle.
If you sprinkle, if you sprinkle everyone but Tatum correctly, like the other three stars, if you sprinkle them like proportionally, you can make money no matter what.
Yeah, I'm going Kyrie on this one, I think.
Not a bad idea.
Especially if you think, because here's the other part of this. If you think Dallas is going to win the series, which I do, you go with Luka and Kyrie, and then that way you're going to win either way. Because there's nobody else on that team who could possibly win the MVP.
No.
And a loser hasn't won the MVP, I think, maybe once.
It was a long time ago. Look, if LeBron didn't win MVP when Iguodala won the fucking...
Yeah.
Wasn't Jerry West?
I think it was Jerry West.
I think it was Jerry West back in the day.
The last person to win the finals MVP without winning the finals.
So if you're out there betting on mybookie.com and obviously using that promo code Drinking Bros to double that deposit up to $1,000, go with the two guys on Dallas or go with the two guys on Boston, and then that way... One of those four is going to win.
Yeah, yeah. There's
the
no
next
one else.
Up is Porzingis.
Yeah, no one else is going to win. Porzingis hasn't even played. Yeah,
no. They're saying there's a possibility he could come back. I don't think there is. I think they're just saying that as bait.
Another
but because
revenge
there
factor.
Is so much time. Yeah, but because there is so much time before the playoffs starts, maybe I don't really know the extent of his injury. So we'll see.
Yeah,
he's also soft.
I agree.
He's not going to win.
I'm not a Porzingis fan. Never have been. Got some sponsors here real quick that put the show on the air. Obviously, our title sponsor is mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Look, the casino is live. It rocks. I think I saw you guys playing roulette the other day.
Oh, dude, I hit on a number.
Did you really?
$25 chip down, $900 back.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Yeah. That's dope.
We had a bunch of wild swings. At one point, I was up $6,000, and then I think I ended up $500.
So. That's great.
He's 2 weeks in a row, he's been up like $6,000 or $7,000, and then come back to earth.
But. I was on a conference call in the back, and I heard some screaming, and I came back in and looked at the monitors behind you guys. And I was like, oh, shit, it looks like somebody won a roulette, but I didn't know which one of you it was.
Gambling didn't go so hot this week. Put a significant amount of money on Nelly Korda. She did not make the cut.
No. Shot an 80 the first day.
Made a 10 on 12.
On a par three.
Well, three balls in the water will do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She tin cupped it.
She sure
kind
did.
Of, yeah.
A 10 on a par three, which is very difficult.
That's.
I mean, Lancaster Country Club in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So it was on a, the green was so fucking tilted.
Was she hitting the green? It was rolling back down?
Every time it rolled
back.
That's
like literally what happens in Tin Cup.
It was like Jordan Spieth at the Masters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. But tons of stuff to bet on. NBA Finals are here right now. All the college football odds are up, including week one. I mean, when I say odds, I'm talking actual fucking physical point spreads are up on the board on mybookie.com. I'm looking at Ohio State, like whoever your favorite team is. Mine's Ohio State. It is minus 50.5 opening week. So, I mean, you can get all of it. I didn't look at, because we were starting to make our schedule here for where we're going in the fall. Obviously, we're at University of Illinois. Boom. We're being all the stadiums here for the fall. They're the opener. They're on a Thursday night against like Eastern Illinois. So we'll be at that game on a Thursday night.
They've been playing a lot of openers in recent. Like Illinois has a lot of week zero games in the last couple of years.
That's cool.
Yeah,
so
I enjoy it.
We'll be at it. And then 2 days later, the game is Clemson at Georgia. Start time, not real amped about that. Noon.
What?
For Clemson, Georgia on opening day? Like
week.
That's week one. But let's look up these odds.
Did you
here.
See that ESPN dropped their FPI projections for the college football championship, like their championship odds according to FPI and stuff like that? Yeah, they dropped it today. Georgia's number one.
Okay.
You're not going to guess number two.
Ohio State?
Nope.
Who?
It's a Big Ten team.
Big Ten rival.
Yeah.
Oregon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They get a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get a really good team.
Oregon number two, Texas number three. You guys are number four.
Okay.
Alabama's number five.
I'm fine with that.
Are you fine with this? Penn State at six?
No. Sure not.
I think that kid's going to be... Drew Aller's going to be good. He was a true, true freshman. And Penn State always has
Big
a
Ten
nasty
only got
defense.
Tougher.
Yeah. Penn State's got a really good defense.
They're good at beating up bad teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Whenever they play somebody on their level or an elite
basically
Big Ten
Michigan
team,
or Ohio State.
I don't know, though, that that's the team, more as the coach. I'm not a big fan of Franklin up there.
He's
I think he's hit his
great.
Ceiling.
Yeah, but who else is out there?
So next up, I agree with this one only in so much as their schedule is really easy this year as Notre Dame.
Okay.
And they got Riley from Duke.
Yeah.
The only thing I will say, the caveat on Notre Dame this year, and just keep this in mind, Notre Dame fans in particular, because you are not in a conference, you will not get a bye week one. So they're going to have to play an extra game.
They would basically have to be a top three ranked team to get a bye. Like, they would have to be ranked super high.
I think they're only going with conference winners out of the P4.
Oh, really?
I think so. I believe so.
Okay.
So look out for that.
This one is crazy to me. Like, I don't understand this at all. Is Oklahoma?
No. Is there just not good enough teams this year?
I don't know. There's teams further down the line here. I honestly,
Where's Missouri? They're bringing a lot of people back.
11th. So Missouri has a 37% chance at the playoff. And
you're just an Oklahoma hater.
A 2.2%. They're not good. Oklahoma's not good.
They were hitting their stride late in the season.
No. I don't trust their quarterback. I don't trust that. Tennessee's also in there at 9. No fucking way.
No.
No.
Who's
fucking
the quarterback? Because Milton's gone.
Milton's gone.
So. They have a 5-star kid in there. I just don't. Heupel gets worse every year. He regresses.
You're right.
What?
He regresses.
Yeah.
Because he runs the same four plays every season.
It gets worse and worse.
People catch on.
Florida State comes in at 10.
Yeah.
They have an easy schedule and a ton of talent. So
ukulele is their quarterback this year.
He was good at Oregon State.
If they craft the offense to ukulele, he can do stuff.
Like, Norvell's a great coach.
He is. And Florida State's got a good defense, so, like, that'll keep them in the games. I just don't know if they're good enough to win.
They're just going to run the ball.
They should.
They're going to do what Oregon State did last
year. Yeah, they should. They should.
Missouri's at 11. Everyone's coming back, and its schedule works out very nicely. Michigan at 12. Don't buy that. Clemson at 13. The ACC sucks. That's the only reason I buy that.
Clemson is one of the only teams other than the academies that took no transfers.
Yep. Zero transfers in to Clemson.
So Dabo's doing a great job.
Yeah, Dabo crushing it.
Sure is.
Really, really just dragging his feet.
Here's one I think is really underrated. At 14, LSU.
Huh.
25% chance at making the playoffs, 1.4% chance at winning.
They always have
dudes. Well, on my bookie, they're way down the list to win the SEC. I mean, they're like 7th or 8th.
They're in the hardest division in all of college football.
There are no divisions anymore.
They got rid of divisions?
Yeah, there's no divisions.
There's no more West?
There's no more SEC West.
Nope. They're all in one right now. Oh, my God. I'm looking at this spread for opening day. But what do they have Clemson at?
13th in the FPI.
The opening spread. The opening line for that Georgia-Clemson game is out right now in my bookie. It is minus 13.5.
Yeah, Georgia is going to buttfuck them.
Yeah.
So why would Clemson even be on that list?
You can get in with two losses.
They'll be out next. Oh, that's true.
You can get in with two losses now.
You're right. I mean, you lose a non-con, it's not really a big deal.
Week one, two is, that's
easy to overcome. Be like, oh, they grew over the season.
Now let me blow your mind with who has the 15th best shot of making the college football playoff according to... Or I'm sorry, of winning the national championship.
You can't really blow my mind at 15.
The 15th most likely team to win the national championship.
We're at 15. We're like,
according to FPI.
Who is it?
Just guess if I can't blow your mind.
NC State.
You say Kansas.
No.
The Kansas Jayhawks come in at 15.
Kind of makes sense.
Why?
Big 12's not that good this year.
That's true.
Big 12 gets an auto bid. Big 12 sucks.
Yeah.
Jalen Daniels,
they have
quarterback.
Well, if he stays on the field.
Right. He hasn't done that the last 2 years.
Oof. Either way, all these odds are up on my bookie. If you believe in any of this stuff or in your teams, it's a great time to get in on this shit, man. I was able to take Ohio State, but that Oregon's a very good team. That's going to be a great game. By the way, we're working on going to that game as well. So working on going to, I believe it's October 19th. It is Ohio State at University of Oregon this year. So we're working on going to that game as well.
Eugene. The 12th.
The 12th, yeah.
I will say, though, kind of surprised Kansas is over Utah.
It's insane that Kansas is over Utah. Utah's not in there.
Granted, Cam Risen has not played the last 2 years. Maybe he'll play this year.
But by the way,
I love their backup. I thought that Barnes kid is really fucking good for Utah.
But
I don't mind him.
This is going to be the third straight year I burn $100 on Cam Risen winning the Heisman.
All in. I'm with you on that. All in.
He's
on
like
that.
60-1 every year.
Ohio State's got too many dudes, so like it's going to be spread around by too many people. You got to go with the one guy who's going to put up the most stats.
And Utah goes undefeated in the Big 12. Let's go.
Cam Rising.
Also, yeah. I don't know. If Marvin Harrison Jr. can't get a fucking Heisman, like the best receiver of the last 10 years.
He didn't
put up the
numbers. He didn't have a quarterback. Yeah.
It's just tough.
There's nothing you can do. It's tough. It's really hard.
And if you do have a quarterback, that quarterback ends up winning the Heisman.
Correct.
Like Burrow throwing to Justin Jefferson and shit. Like
it's true. The Heisman should just be a quarterback award at this point.
Maybe running back if they do something insane.
Insane. We'll see.
Or I do think Ndamukong Suh was robbed. He should have been the Heisman that year.
Yeah, he was really fucking
that
good.
That guy, I've never
won the Big 12 championship.
I've never seen a defensive player affect anything like
they
he
lost,
did.
But. He was a fucking animal. But yeah, all these are available on mybookie.com. Promo code DrinkerBros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. It's coming up quick, man. I just sat in a fucking meeting, and college football is here in 87 days.
I can't wait.
Holy shit. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. Talking about the microfactors, I just took... Oh, no, there's one more bag in here. So I just took it right before I went on air. I remembered all the essentials are in there. All the fun stuff. You got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, the multivitamins, the EFAs, the fruits and veggies, and the probiotics. 30 little plastic pouches. I'll pull one out of the box right here. Beautiful box. Beautiful box. Beautiful little trapdoor. And then 30 of these little plastic bags. You just take one a day. You're good to go. Your pee will turn bright yellow so you know that it's working. Also, their liver detox on their site is amazing. I take that on Mondays because daddy goes hard over the weekends.
It's helpful.
It sure is. Big fan of their energy drinks, everything they got over there, their apparel rocks. It's just one of the best run companies in the world. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. Free shipping on orders over $75 out of there. And then last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. I'll reiterate what I said on the show the other day because we've had a bunch of people hit us up about it. Yes, we will have a WeFunder. Yes, it will work. There was somebody in the chat who said, will this work like the Green Bay Packers ownership in the team? Yes. So you'll own a part of it. There'll be a minimum and a maximum on it. It's being set now, and I'm filing the paperwork with the SEC. There is a page up now if you want to start to peek at it, and we'll update it as we go over the course of the next 3 weeks at WeFunder.com/HardAFSeltzer. But yes, you guys will have ownership in that. Also, in Drinker Bros Sports on the Facebook group, I asked you guys which colleges you would like us to buy out. Obviously, we got Michigan coming up this year, and we got Illinois coming up this year. I've met with every single school in the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, and then what was formerly known as the Pac-12 before they disbanded there. So I know the quotes. I've targeted right now 7 schools where college football itself and basketball is big enough throughout the entire state. So that way you can sell stands in the cans in the entire state. And that way you guys will have ownership in it. One of the tough ones is Florida, by the way. I love the Seminoles. I love the Gators. I love UCF. University of Miami is meh just because of the stadium and everything else.
Cool colors.
But a state like Florida, when you have 4 schools that are all massive and they've all got their fan bases, you can't necessarily sell a Florida Gators can throughout the entire state of Florida. So some of the ones we're concentrated on right now are like a Penn State where it's big all through Pennsylvania. Alabama's big all through Alabama. Georgia owns Georgia. Ohio State owns Ohio. Michigan owns that. Illinois owns theirs. So similar schools like that is what we're targeting. Tennessee is actually at the top of that list for me. Good in football, sell out every fucking game, both men's and women's college basketball. Mm-hmm. They're excellent at
also great
and their
baseball
team as well.
You're going to really piss off Middle Tennessee fans.
Yeah. I can't make Middle Tennessee cans, okay? It's too expensive. But volunteers go all throughout the states, and I think that's one we're targeting as well, along with some of the Carolina schools there, like South Carolina and things like that. But that's going to start shortly. In the meantime, we are available in 8 states. You can go to hardafseltzer.com, click on the store locator, enter your city or zip code, and it'll take you to the closest store location nearest you in Texas, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, North Carolina, and Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, and I believe Oregon. Michigan and Illinois open up in August. Oregon's going to open up, though, I think the month afterwards. So we're coming near you, and that WeFunder will start soon. Looking forward to all of that. As I'm looking at these college football odds, though, man, I'm fucking amped. One, because it's very close. Shit, week zero is actually the 23rd.
I know.
Yeah.
We're a month away from the game, too.
God damn, man. Let's go, dude.
College football 25, let's get it.
That's going to be fucking awesome. Man. Even my kid's like, Dad, when's this coming out? And I'm like, I don't. When is it? Do you know the date of it?
I think it's middle of July. Maybe late July.
It is July 19th. Mm.
Man, that's going to be a fucking holiday for most people.
Yeah,
just playing
real.
That all day and for the rest of their lives. Did you see the new trailer they dropped yesterday?
I've not seen that yet.
With the actual footage of the players in the games.
Gameplay. Glorious.
Man, I mean, they're getting real close to this shit just being the real people.
Yeah.
And it's
pretty much.
It's this close at that point. But yeah, all these college football odds are up, and then so are the NFL odds. So these are already out there. There was one scheduling thing where they're pretty convinced the NFL scheduled around a Taylor Swift concert in Buffalo.
You know,
sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
Which is fucking awesome. Since we're talking about the NFL, I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. He was at UFC on Saturday night. Guy loves to party and be seen more than anyone else I know. However, he practiced last week,
mm-hmm.
and he looked like shit. He looks like that leg is really fucking bothering him, and there was a couple moments where he had to go over to the cart, get some form of massage therapy or whatever, and then kind of jog gingerly back out to the field. Does he play anymore?
He tore his Achilles at 40. Like, yeah, man, he's not going to be the same ever.
That's what I think.
People are talking about, I mean, like, Ronald Acuna Jr. is 26 and just tore his ACL, and people are like, dude, I don't know if he's going to come back the same.
He'll be fine.
Like, but yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
We're good with ACLs, but has there really ever been anyone that came back from a torn Achilles, especially
late
in career?
One guy is all I can remember, and it was Dominique Wilkins, and that's the only fucking dude ever in the history of sports.
Wasn't Kevin Durant kind of not the same after his Achilles?
Yeah, Kobe's been.
Kobe got killed. Shaq got killed after his.
DeMarcus Cousins tore his Achilles, and he was just done.
Done. Never got that big deal either, DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
Held out for it, tore his Achilles, was having the best season of his career. Boom,
He was a bucket.
I don't know if fucking Aaron Rodgers actually comes back and plays.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on it. I mean, he might come back and play. He might
try.
Yeah, but it's
He'll come out with the American flag again, and then it'd be funny if he hurts himself on the actual run out.
It's a Monday night game.
Of course it is. Yeah.
So against the 49ers, who are ruthless. Their defense is ruthless.
Whatever the Jets under is, just smash.
This is kind of make or break season for Salah, though. And I like him as a coach. He's almost
But this isn't on him.
No, but he's got to figure it out. He's got to plan for Aaron Rodgers not being his quarterback.
At this point, I understand him not doing that last year, but there needs to actually be a contingency plan this year.
But as a coach, if they don't let you choose, and a lot of organizations don't, to me, it's unfair to pin that on him.
And he's kind of kept them treading water as they've had awful rosters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think he's a good coach.
I did too.
Honestly, free him. Free him from the Jets.
Yeah. Get him somewhere
else. Anywhere
else.
He's no Rex Ryan, though.
No. Well,
I think we sleep on Rex Ryan.
I think so too. I totally agree.
He got the two AFC championship games with Mark Sanchez.
Yeah. I agree. He's still interviewing for head coaching positions.
People don't want him just because he's got some interesting sex taste.
He's got some. Didn't he get his wife's foot tattooed on his arm?
Yeah, he's a foot guy. Yeah.
He likes feet,
but he's open. He's open about it.
He is, and he's pretty funny about it. So I don't really give a shit. And he was an excellent coach when he was there, and he was fun. His pressers were fun.
Oh,
he was a fucking blast of a head coach.
Yeah,
that guy.
Him and his brother.
Well, his brother kind of stunk as a D coordinator.
Yeah,
he was just flashy with his hair.
Yeah, I just like the look.
The look is cool.
Dude, he just looked like divorced Rex Ryan.
But they would always finish 28th in the league in defense.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's Rob Ryan.
And he's got my brother, it's my brother. Switching on over to the Vikings here. They just signed Justin Jefferson to a historic deal. 4 years, $140 million, $110 million guaranteed. He's one of the best football players, wide receivers in the league. It's justified, but when a guy like this is eating up so much salary, who did they draft at quarterback? Wasn't it Bo Nix?
No, that was the Broncos.
They got JJ.
JJ McCarthy. JJ and and Jefferson.
Yeah.
JJ and JJ.
JJ to JJ, baby. Let's go.
Have fun with that, Justin Jefferson. At least you got paid. No wonder he wanted that fucking money immediately.
I think he was just mad how much more Rudy Gobert made than him in the same town.
Yeah, I would
be. You know what I mean? He just couldn't handle Rudy Gobert strutting around Minneapolis.
He wanted exactly $1 more.
Yeah.
He's still making like quite a bit less, but
well, yeah, like NBA, $7 million less. The NBA is absurd how much money they make.
Oh, it's crazy. Baseball too. We're just like, holy shit. Justin Jefferson just released a statement here. The time has finally come. The deal I've been waiting for since I was a little kid, being doubted my whole career, not being highly recruited, not being the first receiver off the draft board. This whole journey wasn't easy for me to be given a joy, to be given the gift to play football at the highest level. It's a blessing and it's an honor. And I'm looking forward to it. Who was drafted ahead of him?
I don't want to talk about it, but he should have named him by. He should have said Jalen.
Do you know?
It was Jalen Reagor because the Eagles took Jalen Reagor.
Oh, God. Are you
right
kidding?
Before Justin Jefferson. It was picked before, yeah.
Yeesh.
And that was the COVID draft, wasn't it?
No.
It was over Zoom. I thought it was over Zoom.
I don't think so.
Jalen Reagor was drafted over Justin Jefferson.
It was either 2018, 2019.
2020 draft. It was the 2020 draft.
That's the COVID draft. April. Just started, yeah. I think they just shut everything down.
They did.
They did March, right?
Yeah. No, this was. I remember seeing a video of it over Zoom of the Vikings reacting to the Eagles taking Reagor.
Wow, dude, that hurts. It's very similar to the Falcons.
Wasn't great.
CeeDee Lamb. No, I was.
Wasn't
there.
Great.
No,
I mean,
wasn't fucking great.
The wide receivers taken in front of him were Reagor, CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jeudy.
CeeDee Lamb's good though.
He's great.
That Henry Ruggs pick didn't work out. yeah.
Something
who knows?
Happened there?
Yes. Who knows what could have happened with Henry Ruggs?
I think he was going to be really fucking good.
Yeah, for sure.
He had a really good start, and he finished poorly.
Get a driver.
Yeah, he finished poorly in that one. Could be back by 26. We'll see. I wanted to ask you about the Eagles, by the way. There's a weird rumor going around out of camp there that small hands, Kenny Pickett, is actually outplaying Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, probably.
Really?
I don't know who could say. Just gotta hype up the guy you traded for, right? So he can get more value if you want to kind of shop him.
Trade him later. Very interesting.
Just whatever.
What does Hurts have to perform for? Like he's got the job.
He got the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just hanging out.
All right.
It'll be fine. Biggest NFL news: Gable Stevenson to the Bills.
Yeah. Very very odd. Is he playing offense or defense?
I don't know. He's following the Brock Lesnar. Playbook.
Defensive line. It says.
Went to wrestling. Although Lesnar at least was a good wrestler. But Stevenson went to WWE, flamed out, trying to make an NFL roster. He'll probably get cut and then just come on over to the UFC.
What happened in WWE? Did they try to make him the dude?
No, he probably went to like one of those like training.
It's
like,
in Atlanta, that training camp. Yeah.
Training facilities and.
Just wasn't good enough?
He didn't do it. Yeah.
No shit.
It's weird.
Okay.
It's weird. But he could go to the PFL right now and be like heavyweight champion of the world. Because PFL's not good.
He
and
could,
the heavyweight division
guess.
Is just bad.
Yeah. It was a very strange signing. And then the Giants are expecting Darren Waller to retire. He's pretty fucking young to retire. Why? I mean, I know he got divorced and we made fun of it last week, but
he's focusing on the music.
Is that real?
I mean the
really
video's real.
Yeah, I don't think it's AI.
Jesus Christ. I'm looking at it here. So he got drafted in 2015. I mean, 9-year career.
Yeah,
he's
31.
Not terrible, I guess. This guy's going to end up dead. I'm not kidding. This seems like one of those dead guy situations. He just released a diss track about his wife.
And
a video.
You have to.
You know, he released a music video, too, with a lookalike of her in the video.
You and Jesse get divorced, you're not going to make a diss track?
No. No,
I
will not.
I guess
be
you're
at
not
the top
team
of my
content.
List.
Yeah.
Won't be at the top of my list. For
Rob
sure.
would.
Oh, 100%.
He'd make a country song. About
I got
it,
bars
though.
Written already. I'm just ready.
But I mean, I'm looking at his stats last year, and he had dog shit quarterbacks. Dog shit. He still had 52 receptions, 550 yards, and a touchdown. But I think they only scored one touchdown as a team last year, so that might have been it.
Yeah, I mean, he made on his current contract looks like he got $19 million guaranteed. So
okay,
he's got retirement money. But it's an annual value of 17, so.
I'd keep playing, bro.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Stick it out for 3 more years?
Does he have 3 years left on the deal?
It runs through 27.
Fuck. Yes. Why retire?
I know. Just get the money, man, and then do whatever you want for the rest of your life.
People are fucking morons.
It's
dude. This
3 years.
Guy's gonna die
3 years. You can't stick it out playing a game.
Oh, boy. That's horrific, man. God damn. You fucking dummy. Yeah, look at these numbers, dude. That's so much money you're leaving on the table for what? Your streaming numbers on fucking SoundCloud? They're not going to pay that.
If you start a podcast, like oh, listen to the Darren Waller podcast? No.
No.
No one did.
Nobody's going to pay you $17 million a year for a podcast.
It's insane.
Jesus Christ. All right. A lot of storylines. You see they picked for Hard Knocks this year.
Yeah.
The Bears.
It's a fun one.
The Bears.
That's a fun one. Because Caleb Williams, another one, who allegedly looks like shit so far in training camp. I guess he's getting picked.
Dan's off mic saying bust.
Yeah, sure is. He's getting picked left and right.
Just let him cook.
Or not cook. It's a great choice.
Yeah.
Because this is make or break for the Bears this year.
They'll be entertaining. Who cares?
Fuck yeah, they will.
You know? When's the last time the Bears were actually entertaining? They weren't even entertaining when they made the Super Bowl. Like with Rex Grossman.
No, you're right.
The Cutler Bears I enjoyed a little bit.
A little bit here and there with Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. But with the Bears this year, I'll definitely be watching this.
I actually remember being fucking furious that the Bears beat Drew Brees and Reggie Bush in the NFC Championship game. Just be like, I don't want to watch this fucking Super
Sexy
Bowl.
Sexy Rexy?
Yeah.
God, I hated him. I remember asking Urlacher about him, and he fucking loved him. And I was like, you kidding me, dude?
Of course he did.
Players liked him.
Got him to the Super Bowl. Like,
yeah.
Didn't win.
It was the only Super Bowl of Urlacher's career. Of course you're going to love Sexy Rexy.
True. Maybe. Yeah. God damn, man. But it's a fun choice, at least. I like it.
Yeah, it's a blast.
Yeah. Surprised that they're going to throw him into the fucking water there. If he fails this year, whew.
Well, he's like an entertaining personality, and I think Rome Odunze is kind of like a funny dude, too, apparently.
Yeah.
I've seen some interviews with him where he's been entertaining, so it's a good like mix of rookies.
They got some weapons.
Yeah.
So,
just need a coach.
That's all you need, dude.
Yeah, that coach is definitely on the last year of his time with the Bears if he doesn't do anything.
For sure. We'll switch on over to UFC. Did you watch the fights this weekend?
Newark. Let's go.
Yeah, watched all of it, man.
Our boy made us proud. He lost. Mickey Gall.
Damn it, man. I chatted with him yesterday.
A little rusty at first, but he started to get into the fight.
Got into it after that first half round. He looked great.
Yeah.
Took a lot of shots, but it was a fucking entertaining fight, man.
And, I mean, Hafez is kind of a beast, too. He's fighting a dude.
He was, and especially after not fighting for 3 years, and then you had to face that fucking animal. It
just
was
taking shots, though. He has a chin on him. Mickey's got a chin on him.
Blast of a fight to watch.
It was probably one of the more fun fights of the night.
Oh, easily. Yeah. At one point, I thought he might win.
Fight of the night,
yes. And then, obviously, Kevin Holland broke that dude's arm.
There's that. He got a performance bonus, but the fight of the night was actually Dustin and Islam.
Was it really?
Yeah. Okay. Which it was a great fight. Yeah.
It was, yeah. But they're already making so much money, you're like, maybe throw it to the other
Islam
guys.
Is sneakily a really fun champion. Even though you think he's not because he's Dagestani and you think he's just going to grapple, he actually was outstriking Dustin. He was on the feet better than Dustin, who's regarded as one of the best boxers in the UFC.
He's so fucking relentless, that guy. There's no breathing room for no two one's seconds.
You can't beat him.
I've never seen anything like it. Well, I guess except Khabib. Never seen Khabib anybody's style where it's that relentless where you just can't. I mean, if you lose your focus for a half a second, you're done. Like, he's going to fucking murder you.
Dustin had a good showing, though. Probably won the second round, maybe the fourth. But, I mean, fifth round finish. Yeah, I mean, I don't really see anyone in the lightweight division beating Islam right now. He's got Sarukian up next, maybe, who gave him one of his better fights in his career. And he has lost. Technically, got knocked out, like, very early on. I think his first UFC fight, but no, I mean, Islam's going to be the dude. Hopefully he doesn't move up to 170 and try to fight Leon Edwards or Bilal Muhammad. We'll see. I just like when guys stay in their division and defend their title.
Same. It'll be interesting to see what happens because, you know, everybody's trying to look for the top dollar as well and not necessarily the best fight.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of that going back and forth now.
I mean, if Conor beats Chandler, you can sign up for McGregor getting a title shot against Islam, and Islam's going to murder him.
But that will be the end of him. So I don't think the UFC will give it to him because that'll be the end of Conor McGregor.
They'll still give it to him because that'll be the biggest fight they could possibly make.
Yes.
Because Islam's big globally and Conor obviously is Conor.
Yeah.
So if Conor's going to beat Chandler, he's going to fight for the belt and he's going to get destroyed by Islam. I don't know if there's enough money in the world that I could put on that fight.
So,
like, I'll take all of my savings. I'll max out all my credit cards. I don't care what the odds are. It'll probably be like minus 1,000.
I'm not sure Conor McGregor fights. I don't know if you saw. He canceled the press conference today.
He just doesn't like doing
He loves doing press.
No, that was kind of his thing. He was getting tired out with Dana, and he always tried to negotiate more money because he hated doing the UFC press conferences.
Okay, because right now they're saying they don't have a reason for it. Dana's not saying, they're not saying, the UFC's not saying. I saw a video of him partying about 4 days ago. So it looked like, I think it was shot at like 6 a.m. Yeah. And he was just grabbing titties.
He can still
with his wife, by the way.
He can still be Chandler. Chandler's not very good.
All right. Can you rage that hard, though, and then just pop back in there? When's the last time he fought? 3-4 years ago?
The last time he fought was when he broke his leg against
We were there, but yeah, when, we were there. When was that? What year was that?
2020, right? 2021? 2020? 21. I think it was 2020.
I started working here at the very end of 2020.
So it was 2021?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, 3 fucking years, and then you're going to pop back in and see what happens. I wanted to ask you about the Kevin Holland thing. He broke his arm, obviously. He did look at the referee and said, dude, if you don't stop this, I'm going to break his fucking arm. Right. And the ref just shrugged it off. Why? Why let him? Why let it go that far?
Because his opponent's choice to let him break his arm. He didn't tap.
He didn't tap. He would just rather have his arm broken. Remind me of the movie Warrior. Uh-huh. It was just like, all right.
It reminds me of Talladega Nights, where he's like, I'm going to break your arm.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, no!
And he broke it.
Yeah.
And Jesse and I, the kids are going to bed at that point. And I actually asked him, because we watched the undercards with my kids, like Jax and them with for Mickey and everything. I go, hey, you guys want to stay and watch the next fight? My kid was like, I think I'm going to go to sleep. And I was like, all right, cool. Thank God. You just saw a man's arm get snapped in half on live television. I was not expecting that. Jesse was with me, and she was like, Jesus Christ, does this happen often? And I go, I've only seen it one other time, and that's it. Who was the guy that was?
Jamal Hill got his arm broken.
That's what it was, yeah.
We were at, I think it was in Houston, me and Georgia. We went to see the fight, and Paul Craig broke his arm.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy shit,
and it was
dude.
Just kind of flopping around.
God damn.
They do that.
Same thing happened on Saturday night, but that was a great card up and down, and it was very fun to watch. Surprised that Mickey was all the way. I watched Mickey on ESPN at like 7 o'clock.
I know. He's early. He was like the featured early prelim.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But again, excellent fight by Mickey.
Lost to a Philly dude.
Yeah, he'll be back. He's only 32.
He is only 32. And he's
he did
not,
look great.
He's in welterweight 170, so that's kind of the cutoff where you can have a successful career after 35. If he was any lighter, he would kind of be like in his prime right now and kind of over the hill. But thankfully, you know, he's heavier. He could probably make a run, or you know, he's 7-6 right now. He could. He looked good. He looked like he's improved since his last fight.
For sure. So. And with that much layoff, he can only go higher, in my opinion. Speaking of the 170, I wanted to ask you, there was an interview with Sugar Sean O'Malley right before the fight as well. He said he would move up to 170 to fight Connor. What would happen in that?
No.
What would happen?
Who would win that fight?
Yeah, because isn't O'Malley like a 135 guy?
Yeah, Sean fights at bantamweight, which is 135. He's a champion. He is taller for his division. Connor's pretty short too, so O'Malley would have height on Connor, I think, because O'Malley's what, like 5'11"?
He is
I think he's over 6 feet.
He might be 6 foot.
He's 5'11".
He's 5'11".
And then Connor's probably, I mean, who knows, 5'8"? 5'7",
yeah.
5'7". He's a little guy.
Yeah.
He's 5'9", listed on
not,
the internet.
He's not
so
5'9", no.
Whatever you want to take from that.
That's 5'7", then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's on all the gas. O'Malley, he's kind of a beanpole. So it's whoever striking you like better. Connor, who would be more prepared? I guess O'Malley, I would probably take O'Malley in that fight, but I wouldn't be confident about it.
And O'Malley was honest about it. He goes, look, man, that money between the two of us means more than the belts. So I would jump up and do it to 170. He said 170 would be his max because he just doesn't walk around.
He probably walks around at 170.
5'11", 135 is an insane.
Well, you have to cut weight.
Crazy.
Nobody,
yeah.
He's 135 for like a day.
I know, but that's still.
And then he puts all that weight back on the next day when they fight.
Yeah.
Weight cutting's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. To close it out here, college football just announced their Hall of Fame candidates here for the upcoming year. Nick Saban and Urban Meyer are on the list. Why? You can just go ahead and put those guys in. I think you're good to
skip
go there.
Boat, yeah. Especially College Football Hall of Fame. Not terribly difficult to get into.
And these are the two of the greatest coaches of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
Aaron Donald is on this list for Pitt.
Yeah.
Was he good at Pitt? I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Mark Ingram from Alabama's on there, and Manti Te'o.
Manti Te'o was a Heisman finalist. I think Ingram won the Heisman.
Manti Te'o was a very good college football player.
It was 2012?
Yeah. Yeah.
Until the fake girlfriend.
Manti Te'o deserves to be in the College Football Hall of Fame, like, undoubtedly.
100%.
And by the way, the College Football Hall of Fame is in fucking South Bend, Indiana, so.
He also wasn't that bad of a pro.
Yeah.
He was on the Chargers, the Saints.
He was okay.
He was fine.
He was okay. It says among the other players that are holdovers on this year's ballot are this is surprising to me. Former Virginia Tech quarterback Michael Vick. Michael Vick's not in the College Football Hall of Fame. He's a holdover for Christ's sakes.
That's
former
weird.
Syracuse receiver Marvin Harrison.
And then Vick got to the national championship.
And then the late Sean Taylor, who played defensive back for Miami. I mean, he was fucking awesome in college.
Yeah. That's weird. Michael Vick?
Michael Vick.
Not Marcus?
Nope.
Yeah.
Michael.
I mean, he would have been voted in, one would think, before the dog stuff. Or do you not get voted in until your whole career is over?
I don't know, but the dog stuff was kind of early.
Yeah, I guess it happened while he was in Atlanta, so.
Yeah. Maybe it was within that window where they were like, hey, we're not considering this.
Yeah. They put the dog stuff, put it on pause for a little while. Pun intended.
P-A-W-S. Thank you. I had to, obviously, you know. And I was hoping it was intentional.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, good. It's not like ending the show in a double entendre. Big fan. All right, flip on over to Drinking Bros Fake News here. We'll be live at the top of the hour on Patreon. Subscribe if you're not a member. It's a banger today. Is D'Anthony back there?
He's in the bathroom, I think.
Okay. Is Landau? Because Landau's supposed to be on the show today, I think, too. So
he's on the calendar.
It could be a fucking huge, huge show here. We'll see. Lots to talk about, including Alex Jones potentially getting shut down over there. So, yeah, fun stuff going on in the news. Join us on Patreon. In the meantime, bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And then go to iTunes and rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. Walk away. For Delco Dan, Hot Bob, Ross Patterson, this is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning.